Reports are today filtering out of the Indonesian-controlled province of West Papua, describing significant protest activity. Many West Papuans have never accepted Indonesian sovereignty over their land. The protests on May the 1st mark the anniversary of the day in 1963 when Indonesia assumed control of West Papua. Observers say that since a large group of activists declared independence and selected a leadership group last October, protests have been intensifying and capturing more international attention.
The independent movement in West Papua and even in the international community, it has gained momentum.
That momentum has been on display today with significant protest activity at a number of locations around West Papua. Ronnie Kareni is a West Papuan independence activist who now lives in Melbourne. He's been in touch with activists on the ground today who say that the Morning Star flag of independence has been unfurled and raised at the protests.
Well, over 50 Morning Star flags that have already been raised.
People have previously been jailed simply for raising that flag, but despite the best efforts of authorities, Kareni says that protesters have today managed to put it on display.
Police have tried to confiscate those flags, but the people have been very determined to go down there and to raise that flag.
Flags have reportedly been shown in Manokwari and at Sarawak. At Sarawak, Kareni says that police managed to confiscate a number of flags, only to find that protesters on outrigger canoes were raising the flags on the water.
There were 10 outrigger canoes. They all came in and they raised the Morning Star flag as they came in towards the beach.
West Papua has been under Indonesian control for 49 years now, but the West Papuan movement for independence is now gaining momentum.
Well, there's a feeling of desperation among the Papuans. They're no longer a majority in the provinces of West Papua. They're facing accelerated influx of settlers if some of the new big agro-industrial schemes get off the ground, and that'll also involve extensive new logging of Papua's forests, which have already been illegally logged on a massive scale.
Professor Peter King is from the West Papua Project at the University of Sydney's Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies. He says that West Papuan independence activists are now rallying around an independent government that they declared last October, and they're using new technology to spread their message across the world.
The army presence and the police presence are getting more repressive over the last year or so since the Papuans declared independence back in October last year. And that sense of desperation is complemented in a way by the way the younger Papuans have taken to new media and are now capable of getting their stories out pretty much in real time, which simply wasn't the case 10 years ago.
This time around, the activists' declaration of independence may be having a significant effect.
This time, the declaration of independence has in a way has had some substance for the first time, just in the sense, it's really only a symbolic sense, but just in the sense that the leadership which is in jail, the six that were picked up straight after the Congress, are talking as though their republic exists. They're refusing to acknowledge the Indonesian court that's sentenced them. There is real control over Papuan opinion, a real leadership of Papuan opinion by this group. There are actually still rival groups, but they've become rather low key because this is the main game is around this declaration of independence last year, and this Federal Republic of West Papua is having its name put on various protests just at the moment over this anniversary of the Indonesian annexation in 1963, which is what the current protests are about.
Professor Peter King from the West Papua Project at Sydney University's Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies finishing that report.